Our guest this morning here on WKZO will be returning as the featured speaker at Park Village Pines annual Fall Gala, which is coming up Thursday, February 16th at the Radisson Plaza Hotel in downtown Kalamazoo. And you may be asking, why is there a Fall Gala happening in the middle of February? Well, we'll get into that in just a moment. But our guest is Amy Grant, a Christian singer, songwriter, performer, and author, and she will be at the gala to talk with our audience, and she is joining us right now here on WKZO. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Ken. All I know to say is welcome to this decade. That's why
Indeed.
We're having a fall gathering in February.
Now, this was originally an event scheduled for last fall, but you had a little unfortunate accident.
I did. I had a bike accident, and we joke about it, the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, so I'm probably on a 12 to 18 month recovery journey,
mm-hmm.
and I'm 6 months into that, and
okay.
grateful for every day of my life.
Well, good for you. And some may remember that after your last appearance in 2019 at the Fall Gala, did you you had a surgery at that time?
I had open heart surgery,
mm-hmm.
and unexpected, but a birth defect was discovered when I went to a doctor's appointment with my husband, who, by the way, has a perfect heart. And the doctor looked at him and said, "Finny, you are fat and out of shape." And then he turned to me and said, "I want to check you out." And I said, "I'm fine. I am more than fine." And he insisted. And I let that doctor save my life.
Well, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be speaking about health and aging gracefully at your appearance mm-hmm. in Kalamazoo on February 16th. So certainly you've earned the right to speak on that topic, Amy.
Well, thank you.
So what will be your message to your audience that evening?
Well, I would just be making it up if I thought I knew exactly what I was going to say. But I, as in songwriting, I think people remember stories the most. And so what I'll do before I get there is I'll just sort of outline four or five stories, each that have a point. And I don't ever decide what I'm going to do before I get there. I mean, unlike a concert, when you've got a whole band on stage, everybody needs to know what's the next song. But anytime I do like a songwriter in the round or, you know, so what I'll do when I am in Kalamazoo on the 16th is I'll be a participant in the evening, and I'll see what happens before that, the comments made, the people that I'm sitting at the table with, and then the planned comments that I have, which will all be based around story, those are flexible because I don't know. It's just like none of us know exactly what a situation is going to be like until we get there. Same thing with old age. And so you have to keep your knees flexed. You have to say, oh, I wasn't expecting X, Y, and Z to happen. And I feel that same way about an event where I'm responsible for speaking. I have several ideas, and then I sort of see where the evening takes us. And that's part of the joy of being a creative, is then I'm discovering the evening along with everybody else, going, oh, it's like cooking a pot of soup. I have all these ingredients mm-hmm. out, and tasting the recipe as you go makes you go, oh, we need to add a little more humor. Oh, need to add one more serious story. Oh, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and that's the only way that I know to live in the moment and effectively communicate whatever wisdom I may or may not have at this point.
Amy Grant is our guest this morning on WKZO, and in addition to your adult contemporary music, which many are familiar with, you're a 26-time Dove Award winner, 16 chart-topping Christian albums. Your work in the Christian music field kind of defines the genre. But in this age where music has changed a little bit, is that still a strong genre of music, Amy?
Well, Well, I don't know that I am a good person to say that. I mean, I'm 62 years old, and the role that music plays in my life and the time allocated for absorbing all the music being made is different than it was when I was 25. So a lot of times I will play catch up because my days are filled with my five adult children and their needs and my three grandkids. Oh, you know, can you be here? Can you be there? It's not the same thing as when you're a college student and you're just taking care of yourself, and I've got music playing all the time in the background. I do think music is transformative, and I think the need for live music and the need for new songs is, that never diminishes. But I think people participate in music sometimes less and less as time goes by. And maybe after months of not being an active listener, somebody will get invited to a concert or turn on the radio and they'll go, why was I not listening to this all along? But, you know, life is an ever-changing landscape. And a lot of our free time choices are, I don't know how to say it. Part of the wisdom of getting older is realizing what your resources are, time, energy, everything, and being more proactive with how to use those resources. And so I am not in the thick of the CCM genre of music. I love going to shows or festivals or award shows because I go, oh, I hadn't even heard those 8 songs. And I have friends that are young artists right in the thick of it. And I'll just go, hey, send me something you're proud of. But, you know, I have a lot of other interests.
And indeed you do. Songwriter, performer, and author Amy Grant. Another Evening with Amy Grant, Thursday, February 16th at the Radisson Plaza Hotel in downtown Kalamazoo at 6:30. It benefits Park Village Pines Senior Assisted Living in Kalamazoo since 1983. You can get ticket information for this event at parkvillagepines.org. And it's been a distinct pleasure to chat with you this morning about where you are right now in your life. And hopefully you continue to heal. And we'll look forward to your appearance in Kalamazoo on February 16th. And thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Ken. I hope you have a great day.
Amy Grant with us this morning. Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanphier on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.